Come and impress us with your... Now, remind us, first of all, what was the source of your debate? What was the theme?
Time off
work. Yeah, time off work.
Okay, go. 2 minutes.
Okay. I think the most important thing about having time off work is not that it's just one or two of us having time off work, it's that all of us have time off work together. On any day at 10:30, we wouldn't all be here able to enjoy Christmas Day together. And that comes from having time off work together. If we didn't have it off together, we wouldn't be able to enjoy that food, we wouldn't be able to watch those TV programs, we wouldn't be able to do any of the other things on the list. We wouldn't be able to do what they want to do.
No heckling,
but
no heckling.
Clearly, a very good reason why it's better that we can have time off together on Christmas. There were some other reasons that I've forgotten. Pardon? I'll keep going then.
Stairs, did you say?
Yeah, apparently Naomi's happy she doesn't have to climb upstairs.
At school.
I left that one
right,
out.
Right, okay, I've got you, yeah.
But I'm happy that we get to spend time off together and spend time together at Christmas.
Well done. Right, give him a round of applause. That's not a bad opening effort, is it? So, David, let's see how you can do. You don't want to bore them. No, that's fair enough. Okay. So, remind us, first of all, what your theme of your debate is.
Christmas food.
Christmas food. Okay, go.
So you know that Christmas food is very special. I'm sure many of you have looked through those brochures from all of the supermarkets, longingly, lovingly looking at those chocolate puddings melt in the middle and all those other wonderful things, maybe even vegan treats coming through. But whether it's that or
Zoe, don't forget the judges.
Whether it's the things that you make yourself, the chocolate log, the Christmas cake, the Christmas pudding, those things that you love. So that is my first point. The wonderful foods, the mince pies that you might just be enjoying now. And let me tell you this fact. Did you know at Christmas, 750 million Brussels sprouts are sold? I know you didn't know that on this side, but we did. 750 million sprouts. Absolutely amazing. Good
I've
for
lost
the vegetarians.
Track of time completely.
And my final point. Do raise your hand if you're looking forward to the lunch you're about to go home to eat. Absolutely. And you love it because you love Christmas food, and you love it because it brings together the people you love. Without the food...
Okay, time.
Without
time.
The food...
Time. Well done. Okay, now, have you had time to confer? Right, we need to do this fairly quickly, okay? We could put the theme tune thing on again while you're doing that, but he's walked off. Yeah, okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting result, isn't it? Yeah. Have we got an answer? Okay, are you going to share the answer or are we going to just be left in suspense? The winning debate team, this side. Okay. Right, wait. Okay. No explanation. You know, Simon Cowell would always explain his strange decisions. Okay, right, explain.
I think I need to know how to work this desk.
Yeah.
I think Craig really hit got to the nut, the kernel of all good Christmas things about it's time for the family. Without being there on your own, you couldn't even enjoy the food.
Okay, I don't need the microphone back, thank you. Okay, well done anyway. You know, if I was allowed to have chosen, then the food would have won it. Sorry, yeah. With family. The two go together. Okay, well listen, the best thing about Christmas for you, we could all come up with different things, couldn't we? We can all say different things. And I just selected a few things on that list, and we could have added more about friends and family or all kinds of different stuff on there. But just think again what I said earlier on about the children, to the children when they were at the front here showing their gifts. Link that back to the readings we had right at the beginning of the service as well. The shepherds there were so used, weren't they, to just working hard, looking after their sheep, and being left out, not people finding it hard to accept them for who they were. And they were treated badly. They were not included in celebrations. But God did include them, didn't he? God sent his angels to them and said, listen, this message of good news is for you, but not just for the shepherds, but this is for you and for all people. And that's important that we hear that piece there, isn't it? Notice that the good news that Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, that Jesus is our Messiah. That's good news for everyone. Absolutely everyone. None of us are left out from that. No people that we know, no people that we engage with today, friends, family, neighbors, whoever that might be, are left out of God's plan for his message of good news to be transforming and life-affirming for everybody. To give all of that hope and love and joy and peace that we represent through our Advent candles, those words we focused on earlier on. It's all there. It all comes together in God's gift to us of Jesus. The one that we wouldn't score a zero, the one that we would score as an infinite number, because there is no limit to that. Well, how did the shepherds respond? They actually went, didn't they? They realized for themselves, actually, this is real. This is for me. This is amazing. This is just going to change everything. And they couldn't wait to be there close to Jesus, worshiping him. And I want to encourage us all to live with that same thought for ourselves, for our own lives. Is this really real? Is this really for me? Yes, it is. The Bible promises us that. And the experience we have of that in our own lives is there as well. And we can all come close to Jesus as our Lord of Lords and King of Kings and worship him. It doesn't matter how old we are, how young we are. It doesn't matter how clever we think we are or not or whatever. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters other than God's gift of good news through Jesus is for all people, every single one of us. So listen, if you've never done it before, then let today be that day. For the first time, when you realize for yourself that this is for me and I need to respond in the same way that the shepherds did by coming close to Jesus and worshiping him. If you've done that before in your lives, then renew that commitment to Jesus today as you remember again with hope and gladness and joy the fullness of who Jesus is as your Lord and Savior. So let's think about that some more as we pray together and then we'll sing our final song.